Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dr. Carla Satchel is on the phone line. We talked about her a minute ago. She is a microbiologist and professor at Northwestern University's Feinberg School of Medicine. Doctor, welcome to the show. We appreciate your helping us today.
Oh, thank you for having me on this morning.
So I'm just looking at some of the numbers, Doctor. If 3.9 million people in the United States have had COVID, better than one in 100 of us have had the disease. And if I may, that to me means that 1 in 100 of us have developed an antibody, which we heard this week doesn't guarantee much immunity. Is that your read on it as well?
So I would say that the information that we're getting from the science is currently still a little bit confusing. So I think that scientists aren't quite sure yet. But I do think that, and studies that are coming out would suggest that maybe you can get exposed to the virus again. But the real deep question is, are people able to actually move on to that deeper state of disease? And that's where we think the antibodies are providing that protection. And there's starting to be a few studies come out that says that that's the difference. So you know, you might have virus in your nasal passage, so you'll have that positive test. But the question is, does that lead to a deeper disease? And it's starting to look like maybe the answer is no, but the scientists are being very cautious because this virus has had so many tricks and turns and unexpected things that we're not quite sure what to do. But it looks very promising that antibodies will at least provide some protection, at least to the deeper disease.
Yeah, got that. So in other words, I survived COVID. I could get it again, but it's not going to be as injurious to me the second time. And yet, would I be contagious to other people, Doctor?
That's, again, another great question that is certainly something that the scientists are concerned about. And that may be what we're facing, which is that we'll have a lot of protection in the people, but it will still spread in the community a lot longer. It does look like a vaccine or our natural antibodies aren't going to be sterilizing to the community like we're used to with measles or polio.
Well, that's really why I asked you to come on today, Doctor, because none of us want to get maybe immune to it to whatever degree because we've had it. We'd rather have the vaccine. So what do you think of the efficacy of a vaccine? How well will it protect me or how long will it protect me?
So again, these are all the great questions. I mean, what we're seeing now, which is very positive for some of these early trials, which is that the vaccine is leading to antibodies. And so that does lead to the question of, are those antibodies going to be protective? But we know from natural infection, and we're seeing this also with the COVID-19, is that, you know, coronavirus antibodies seem to sort of degrade and go away quite quickly. And we won't know what's going to happen in the vaccine trials, you know, until several months after those trials have been up and going. But, you know, a little bit of protection in an okay vaccine is going to get us a long way out of this epidemic. So even an okay vaccine would be great. And then hopefully on the tail end of that, there'll be a fantastic vaccine that will actually help us to get out of this cycle.
I don't understand how that is. I mean, it would seem to me if you've got a vaccine that cuts the pointy things off of that and therefore keeps it from latching onto cells and infecting a person or whatever the methodology is of a vaccine, but I've heard that's one of them. Well, if that's going, then why doesn't it keep doing that?
It doesn't cut it off. It just binds to it. And so, it depends on how well it binds. It depends on how much of it there is in your bloodstream. So, you know, it's kind of like a cat's race, right? That, you know, how much vaccine is there versus how much antibody? And how really good is that antibody in delivering that virus to our immune system? And our immune system is what actually is going to kill us. And as your antibody sort of wanes off, the virus has the potential to start winning. We see this with a lot of vaccines. That's why we often get boosters, right? So that,
The
antibody drops off, we get a boost, and that brings it back up again.
But we don't normally get boosters that often. It sounds like, if I may, we may end up having to get a booster every 6 months or something like that.
If a vaccine is not that efficacious, that may be the case. We don't know what's out in front of us. But there's 100 different vaccines that are in the works right now. And I think that something good will come out, and then hopefully there'll be something very, very good that comes out.
I'm not sure if it was Dr. Kevin Most at Northwestern or maybe Anthony Fauci, but one of them reminded us that a typical vaccine 75% effective. That is, you get the flu vaccine and 75% of us won't get the flu, or there's a 75% chance you won't get the flu. Is that the kind of score we're hoping for or anticipating?
You know, the score that I've heard is they're actually really hoping that even 50-60%. Because again, if we can get 60% of people to have immunity or to be protected, herd immunity will take in the rest of that. So, yeah, it would be great if we got a great vaccine, 75-80%, but really, we'd be really happy with 50-60%.
One last thing then, Doctor. So would a possible scenario be, let's give it to the teachers and students right away, and maybe they can get from December to June, they could get in a full semester and we'd all feel comfortable with it?
I think that you're going to really want to see teachers and really frontline health workers to be among the first. You know, this is a great discussion that's going on among the ethicists and the public health people, is who is the more important people to protect and who should be first in line. But I certainly agree that teachers, for certain, because they are going to be at high risk in a classroom of students who really are at less risk.
Okay. I wish you had every answer, but actually you do have every answer, I guess. But some of the answers are we just have to wait and see. We still need to be a little patient, don't we?
We are going to have to be patient. I mean, vaccines take a long time to develop. This one's going faster than any vaccine ever. And there's more people working on it and more attempts than ever. So I do feel optimistic that one of these processes is going to work. But there's surprises at every turn with this virus. And so there will be setbacks, but I really believe that we're making progress.
Dr. Carla Satchel is a microbiologist and a professor at Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine. Thanks for joining us today, Doctor.
Thank you. Bye-bye.